Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Happy Friday. I'm just noticing this. I get about 200 to 300 emails a day, junk mail. Unsolicited, okay? But if you're on social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of that page and look what I got from Universal. Bundle and save up to $200 on a hotel and ticket package. Isn't that interesting? They're doing so well, the economy is, friends, that they're practically giving away rooms and packages to go to their parks. See, this is the information the mainstream media is withholding from you again. This is Universal. Also got one from that of Disney. Folks, $200 off, same sort of package. Hotel and ticket package. They're doing so well, friends, that they're practically giving away rooms and park passes. Wow. How come we don't hear about that? It's interesting. I walked into a store today, and while I was in the store, I was talking to the lady, and I said, why is nobody helping? She said, well, we have a shortage of help. And I said, well, what's the issue? I wanted to see what her take was on it. And she said, well, you want my opinion? I said, of course I want your opinion. Cool lady. Seen her 100 times. She said, well, the government's paying people not to work. She said, that's why when you go to the bank, it's totally slow. That's why when you go to the store, usually what takes 5 minutes now takes 15 minutes to a half an hour. The government's paying people to do nothing, and Americans, as they call themselves in this country, are taking the money from the people that work so they don't have to work. That's how you successfully destroy a country. Read 1 Thessalonians 3:10. If you don't work, you should not eat. That should be inscribed right over the top of the welfare building in the United States of America, which is completely unconstitutional. When you look at the U.S. Constitution, it talks about the welfare, the general welfare of the people. That's the good of the people. It doesn't mean you steal from those that are working to give to those that are not working. Folks, are you paying attention as to what's going on here? I hope you are. Because at the end of the day, friends, we are doing this to ourselves. And quite frankly, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. Nobody to blame or to accuse but ourselves. Numbers 32:23 says our sin is finding us out. Did you hear during the break? Just in time. You guys all remember the appointee Amy Coney Barrett, how she turned on the American people right after she was appointed, just like Brett Kavanaugh did. But did you listen to the break, friends, about how Brett Kavanaugh, he tested positive for COVID-19, and he took a picture with Justice Amy Barrett. In other words, what they're trying to do brings about the correlation of the fact that she might be infected by COVID-19 now, too. Why is all this going down? Because they're getting nervous. They're getting really nervous because a lot of stuff is coming to the light. There's lawsuits being rained down on these criminals for who they are all over the globe. And this is just the beginning, friends, of the pushback that you're going to see. Yesterday I showed you what was going on in Africa. They're up and protesting the American people. Well, they're just laid back and letting their politicians continuously push forth a message that's not even constitutional. They're supposed to work for we the people, not for special interest groups, namely the big pharma companies. But that's all they're pushing, friends. That's their message. This has been the propaganda narrative over the last 2 years in this country. And Americans are still trying to figure out what's going on. Well, we covered that yesterday. Let me highlight one more thing that just aggravates me to no end, is the fact that Governor Newsom, who's been recalled by 1.5 million people in that, as you've been told, that blue state, it ain't a blue state. They told you it's a blue state, and you took it that it's a blue state. We're ruled by law, friends, not by constitutional parties. They're unconstitutional, right? Just think, that blue state rose up against Newsom for his communism and his totalitarianism, and they voted him out. As a matter of fact, they got over 250,000 extra votes. And did you know that they actually took a poll from the foreigners that were coming over into California from the southern border? They also wanted him removed. Why? Because they want to live the American dream. But look at this. Newsom, bearing down against the people of his state in retaliation for the fact that they want him removed, Newsom orders COVID vaccines for eligible students, the first K-12 mandate in the nation. Folks, let me ask you the question. Where did he derive that delegated authority to implement that which is unconstitutional? Nor is it statutory law. Where did they get the power to ride roughshod over Nuremberg and OSHA laws, and all the laws that are put in place protecting us from what they're trying to mandate? And keep in mind, they're attempting to mandate all of this under the guise of emergency orders. Guess what? If emergency orders stand in contrast or run antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, guess what? It's nugatory. It's null and void. This is all a push to see what the people will submit themselves to. Okay. This is another propaganda outlet called the Los Angeles Times. Newsom, let me say it this way in short order. Newsom does not have the constitutional authority to do any of this. No governor in the United States of America has the constitutional authority to implement any of this. Let me just say it, and if you take the time to read the law, you'll rest satisfied. You'll acquiesce under the law. You'll rest satisfied knowing the law's on your side. These people all across the country that are going along to get along and working for special interest groups, namely the pharmaceutical companies, are criminal. Let me say it again. They are criminal, and you must treat them as such in order to preserve this constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. No lawful authority. What do you think of a corrupt cop, friends? Well, what do you think of a corrupt politician? Because that's exactly what these people are. And I'm talking about corruption. I'm highlighting the corruption. And I'm saying to the people that are the law in this country to stand up and deal with these accordingly. Don't just let this go to the side when it's all over with, after they made their trillions, after they shut down 155,000 businesses, as if they've accumulated 27% more wealth for their partners in the billionaire status, and the fascist corporations that are working hand in glove with corrupt representatives in our government. Don't just let them walk away with their pockets filled with your money. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. My friend Michael Roach runs that page over there. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. By the way, next October 9th, we will be in Rapid City, South Dakota. If you'd like to see our schedule, go over to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley's schedule, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The week after that, we will be in Michigan. We're lining up all those dates even now. And it looks like we may have a couple dates in Indiana right on the tail end of Michigan. So we'll see how that rolls out. But we're getting the invitations right now. And we need to confirm this stuff real quick for people so people on the radio can hear it. I also wanted to say I believe that I'm giving a high five to a new affiliate here, WVMG 96.9 FM, Chattanooga, Tennessee. WVMG 96.9 FM, Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we just wanted to say thank you to Sab Kupeli out there. Thank you for your trust. We totally appreciate it. Now, again, folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Let me show you some more stuff that's going on in the high school before we get over to the main topic, which will be who supports this administration anyways. You're going to love this. It's another one of those I told you so's. You're going to probably rejoice in this, but you know what? We rejoice in God that what we're being told and what the truth of the matter is. the light is, the truth has come to the light. That's what we're rejoicing about here. But we have high school students walk out after racist graffiti in bathrooms. By the way, this all started again. This was water under the bridge until criminal Barack Hussein Obama, foreigner and sodomite Barack Hussein Obama, illegally took office and violated the U.S. Constitution over 1,168 times. But what we're seeing is the fallout of what the American people tolerate. It's falling to their kids now. And high school students walk out after racist graffiti in bathrooms. Then they learned who did the graffiti. Folks, this is like the gay agenda. This is like the Muslim agenda. It's the same thing with the racist, as they call it, agenda. We're all in this together, Acts 17:26. But the fact of the matter is, people want to put themselves in the position of the victim when, in fact, they're responsible for the crime. Guess what, friends? What took place at this high school where the students walked out after racist graffiti was found in the bathrooms, they found out that it was a colored young individual that actually put the graffiti up on the wall, only to blame their political opposition. This is called, again, totalitarianism. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of, said none other than Joseph Goebbels. And it's exactly what the kids are learning, and it's exactly what the kids are doing. So, folks, can't blame the, I'm not even going to play that game. I'm just telling you, folks, when you hear the Muslims are the victims, or the people of color are the victims, or, you know, we hear the gays are the victims. Keep in mind, Kevin Jennings said, he's the founder of GLSEN, he was the Obama Safe Schools czar, who wrote a foreword to a book called Clearing the Elementary, and he also had his icon, Harry Hay, who is from an organization called North American Man Boy Love Association. It's a criminal organization, it's a pedophile organization. Their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. Going back to Kevin Jennings, the slogan for him is that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, they don't have the shield protecting themselves as the victim. No, they have the spear as they attack in an attempt to tear down the law. That's what you need to understand, okay? Put that up against Isaiah 5:20 because that's how these people operate. So let me go back over to this really quick. This is what I wanted to show you before we get over to our main topic. And it is the woman that I wanted to show you from yesterday that I didn't get time to share with you. And what she is an individual. She's a nurse out of Florida. It gets a little loud, so you're just going to have to maintain with me, okay, and kind of walk through it. But pay attention to what this woman is saying, because, again, this is a nurse telling you exactly what's happening inside of the hospitals in Florida. And, folks, she's not holding back.
Nurse in the COVID unit.
Work. Check this out.
Is that, what are you seeing happening?
Patients are dying because they're not given the correct treatment.
The people are not given the correct treatments.
They are not getting Regeneron because it's not available. Remdesivir is putting patients into kidney failure, and they're ending up with sepsis and dying.
Sepsis and dying. Wow. Wow. And why aren't they changing the protocols if this is happening?
They have no other medications to use.
The medications are being pulled from the people to get them healthy.
There's nothing else to do. Patients are being given up on the ventilator. The family's not allowed to see them. And they're dying.
They're dying alone.
They're dying alone.
They're dying alone in the hospitals. They're setting them up for the kill, folks, is what they're doing.
Media. This is what's going on. And what do you see? You're a nurse, too. What are you seeing?
I am seeing patients that are being neglected, patients dying, house families being around.
There's no what?
There's no staffing.
See, they all quit.
Yep. And now it's about to get worse because you're being told you're about to be fired because you won't take the clot shot.
Centers for Medicare and Medicaid are now mandating all providers caring for patients that have Medicare or Medicaid.
Wow.
Dialysis, nursing homes, anywhere.
I thought this was about your health, friends. Yeah, let me say this. So the only alternative these nurses are telling you that people are getting, it's not ivermectin. It's not chlorine dioxide. The list goes on. No, those are all disappearing from the market because they know it makes people healthy. The only resolve that they offer, friends, is as they corral them in to receive the vaccinations. Keep in mind yesterday what I had shared with you, friends. I had shared with you someone could go in with their head lopped off and they'll say they died of COVID. Someone could go in for a tumor and they'll say they died of COVID. They could go in, folks, with all their teeth missing. They'll give them a shot. They die and they say that they died from COVID. So no matter what it is that they go in the hospital for, and this is firsthand, folks, we were just in there 2 weeks ago. It was the sickest thing I ever seen in all my life. How the medical industry is ever going to come back from this, I don't know. I don't trust a one of them. They're not to be trusted. They're not working for the people. They're not caring for the people. They're, in fact, attacking the people. I didn't say it, folks, although I did see it. These nurses are telling you what they're doing, folks. There's no medicine to give them but what they have already got teed up to give them. And that's what's killing these people. Let's go on here. I'm going to let this nurse finish here. It's a short video, audio, and listen carefully. Because it's a genocide, that's why.
Why aren't we pushing healthy living? Why aren't we going into minority communities and teaching how to be healthy and losing weight? You lose weight, you cut the diabetes risk in half. I mean, these are all the risk factors. Why aren't we teaching healthy?
They don't seem interested in that.
That's where you have to start.
But they're giving them remdesivir, and it's literally watching them die on a ventilator, just like our
25% of the people are dying from that drug.
It's in Broward Health North, and that's what's happening to him right now. He's been on a ventilator for 13 days, doped up on fentanyl and propofol. And that's what you're seeing.
Oh, yeah. They have no quality of life being on a ventilator.
That's it. And how many of them are dying when they go on a ventilator? How many of them are dying?
All of them.
What was that?
All of that.
All of those that are being put on ventilators, this nurse in Florida said, that I'm playing for people on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, they're all dying from it. I don't think the people in this country still have a grasp as to what's going on. You think it's unthinkable as to what's going on here. 1-866-582-9933. If you think it's unthinkable, I want to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Because I've got some comments I want to make in response to that question that I'm proposing to the people even now. Some people think that it's unthinkable what they're doing. I've shared this with you 100 times in the past, and it applies to this conversation. How many times have I told you that what these people do is live the unthinkable, because what they do, you wouldn't believe that they were responsible for doing it. But yet, here, look at this, friends. Here, let me show you what this government's responsible for right now, okay? I just pulled this up this morning, and boy, oh boy, this aggravates me again to no end. And what is it? You know what, I'm going to have to pull it up on the other side of this break. It is an individual that is being charged with nine felonies for, guess what? Exposing Planned Parenthood for marketing baby parts. I'm not making it up. I'll show it to you right when we get back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Hurricane Ida devastated parts of Louisiana over a month ago. FEMA just announced temporary solutions to provide housing options in areas hardest hit by the storm. The September 30th announcement came 1 week after Fox News met with local leaders in Jefferson Parish, and the same day Fox News reached out to the agency for comment. Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shing.
These are people, especially if you didn't have insurance, you're going to want to rebuild your house. You want to be on your property. You can't be in a hotel in another area of the state or another state altogether. And this is what people need to do, is start reclaiming their lives by rebuilding their homes. And they need to be on their property to do that.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Thursday agreed that any default on U.S. debt would cause irreparable harm, as well as an ensuing financial crisis and recession. This is USA Radio News. Justice Brett Kavanaugh has tested positive for COVID-19.
Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh has tested positive for COVID-19, the Supreme Court reported Friday. Mr. Kavanaugh, who has been fully vaccinated since January, was showing no symptoms when his positive test came back Thursday night. The 56-year-old wife and daughters are also fully vaccinated, and they tested negative on Thursday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Organization of Public School Boards is calling on the Biden administration to protect its members from angry mobs of parents who protest COVID-19 restrictions placed on students and the teaching of critical race theory, characterizing the protests as domestic terrorism. Representing more than 90,000 school board members in the United States, they wrote in a September 29th letter to President Biden that the federal government must deal with the growing number of threats of violence and acts of intimidation occurring across the nation. This is USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Real quick, I wanted to show you this if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side, subscribe to the page, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Thomas More Society is standing with David Dalyden. Okay, I believe that's how you pronounce it. David could stand trial before a San Francisco jury on up to 9 felony charges. Listen for what? For exposing Planned Parenthood for harvesting and selling aborted baby body parts. I'm not making this up. This is the system that's at war with you. Proverbs 17:15, he that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they are an abomination to the Lord. I'm telling you, all of you bad guys, I am telling you, it is not a good position to put yourself into when you're at war with God. Look at history. Use a little common sense, maybe a little intuition there. And you will understand that the history of the corrupt ends up exactly where it belongs, and that is in hell. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. The Lord beholdeth the good and the evil throughout all the earth. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. He knows the very hairs of your head. You're going to give an account for every idle word and every idle thought that you hold to. And you will answer before God on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, verse 8. From that point on, read it to the end of the chapter. Oh, this is this government, friends. But you got to keep in mind, this only makes sense as to who they are because they're the ones justifying the murder of 60 million babies in the womb. God says, right, he hates hands that shed innocent blood. The government says no, go ahead. No, they're creating a country to war with God. And it's a history of defeats concerning those that go along with it. And it's not a good place to put yourself. Napoleon knew that, friends. What did Napoleon say? He said that the Bible is no mere book. He said it is a living creature that conquers all that oppose it. Charles Spurgeon, as a matter of fact, said that all politics aimed at the church, friends, he said, is a nail in their own coffin. You better bet that's the truth of the matter. God is not mocked for whatever man sows. I would just not want to be on the side of corruption. I want to make sure, by the grace of God, that I'm on his side, Ephesians 2:8. And I want to make sure that I'm standing up for what he would have me stand up for in the face of what's going on here. Because the Lord's not going to leave himself without a witness, friends. And that's exactly what the Sons of Liberty Radio.com morning show and afternoon show are all about. Let's take Diana from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Diana?
Wonderful. How you doing? You're looking slim.
Oh, I am, ma'am. I lost about 25 pounds, so those down days that I had in Michigan all worked out to the good of those that are called according to his purposes. Thank you, ma'am.
I like the way that that it was called a body detox in the midst of it. You said I detoxed.
Oh, I was. I was because I had nothing else. I didn't have a cold. I didn't have the flu. I wasn't vomiting. I was, eating very little, but it was just the bizarrest thing. But you know what? I was asking the Lord in the meantime, Lord, I want my health back. I want my health back because I've been whipping this horse for 23 years nonstop. Ask my wife. And interestingly enough, the Lord just came in and said, you know what? Enough. I'm going to put you down. And at the end of probably about a 10-day laydown period, doing events and radio and articles in between, I'll tell you what, I just rose up like everything is like good. I don't feel the indigestion, Diana. I could sleep again. This was really good, but I would have never chosen that path to go through again to get to that point. But I praise God, and I'm humbled that the Lord cared enough about me to take care of things the way that they needed to be taken care of. So, amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise
yeah,
the
can
Lord,
I can brother. I say one more thing to that? Because my wife just put this in a book that she's writing right now. Charles Spurgeon said that he's learned to kiss the waves that bring him to the Rock of Ages. And so am I. Amen.
Yeah.
Those
amen.
Trials, those tribulations, those chastisements. It's love, folks, not hate. Amen. But go on, Diana. Thank you.
It seems as though we have to be kind of, kicked in the gut to realize that there's a problem. Because if we're going along our merry way, we just take no notice. And I heard just before you came on when you picked up my call, it said about David Deladian out in California. And
yes.
I'm so glad to hear that they are standing up for him. That was the guy that exposed the sale of all this. And I think he was being prosecuted under our super spreader vice president while she was out there.
Yeah.
So
I know Loretta Lynch was a part of that as well. So we've seen the cabal that's tolerated by the American people attack him because people don't realize that the money that goes into to Planned Parenthood, that's blood money. They use that money for their campaigns. I don't know if people are aware of this. It is blood money, folks. Go ahead.
Well, when when the whole Romney Obamacare came about, it really took a turn in healthcare because I've been in healthcare for 30 years. It was all about doing electronic medical record keeping, which is spying and recording everything about every patient. And it no longer became about a patient's health. It became about spying and keeping records of everything. And now all these hospitals and systems are linked together. So no matter where you go, your record goes along with you. So say if 30 years ago, you complained that it felt like something was crawling on your leg, but there was nothing there, then you may have some diagnosis attached to your electronic medical record chart that says, like, you have, like, some psychosis.
Yeah. Can I add to that? I'm not being smart, Diana. This is the first thing that came from my heart, and it's going to go right out of my mouth. You know what? I have my phone. I'm being tracked everywhere I go. Oh, believe me, I know that I am. I have been for 23 years in a big way. And our attorneys know it, and so do our cameras, by the way. But with that said, you know, they can track me all they want. Jesus did everything in the light. But I want to tell you what goes along with my phone, my 45, okay? And I could care less what these cowards do in such a fashion. The appointed said representatives need to deal with the corruption because we all know this is going on. But the fact of the matter is, I want to let everybody know that 45's with me too. Or that 30's with me. Or that Glock is with me. And I'm not saying that to be a wise guy, but I have a right to the Second Amendment for the very purposes that we're talking about even now. I'm tired of the corruption, Diana. As you all know, you've been listening for years. I am so sick and tired of highlighting the bad guys in this country. We need to highlight the law against these bad guys and hold them accountable for their crimes. And I hope that this is the turning point. I hope that this is the breaking point for the American people to stand up and say, you know what? Enough is enough. I hope to God that that's where we're at. I really do.
Amen, brother. Well, last year we were all the heroes. And even though we were sent home early and the hospitals were practically empty except for these crisis actors that called themselves, thought they had COVID, and some actual sick people, but there's always sick people in the hospital. Mm-hmm. But no longer are the nurses and the healthcare people are no longer heroes. You know, it's become so divided. And if you don't get the jab, now you're a killer, according to the...
Yeah.
The usurper.
Yeah, according to the killers, we're killers if we don't go along with the killers. Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And, yeah, like there's something completely wrong with us. Well, the Lord said that we are a peculiar people. And you know what? It's okay to stand out. You know what? And the more of us that are out there that are standing up for the truth, the more courage seems to be growing amongst other people. Because, like you... do that quote that says it's the irate few.
Yep.
And even at our war for independence, you know what? There was a very small percentage of people that were willing to put their blood on the line, and we are willing to do that. And there's so many other people that just are cowering away, and the Lord sees it all.
Yeah, they don't deserve the freedoms they have, Diana. I totally appreciate your phone call.
Right. Thank you so much, brother, for all you do. I really appreciate your ministry, and I hope people will just continue to support and uplift this ministry, because it is worth every moment that I listen and spend time to try to support you guys.
Cool. I appreciate that, Diana, very much. That was unsolicited. We appreciate that. I do want to highlight the fact that you do know, Americans, that the architect from, and I do a whole show on this, Jonathan Gruber, he was the architect of Romneycare, Obamacare, which became American Health Care Act under Donald Trump. They just changed the names. But he said, exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon. This is how you're being laughed at. He also said lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Call it the stupidity of the American vote or whatever, but basically that was really, really official for this thing to pass. Okay, critical, he said. He said, when we're done with the employer-based health insurance, it will have as much life in it as Jimmy Hoffa. You're totally being laughed at, Americans. Okay, he said, P.T. Barnum said a sucker's born every minute, but his estimate was laughably low. This is the architect of Romneycare, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, which became American Health Care Act under that of Donald Trump. And keep in mind, all of those in Congress were exempt from all of this stuff that they created. What is it going to take, Americans, to fuse you people to understand we're talking about your country? Diana said, in quote, accreditation to Samuel Adams, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And so it is. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Folks, again, it's just... it's one of those moments of seeing it come to the light, what I knew long ago. And I'm not trying to be anything special. I just want to be joint heir with Christ, as the Bible says that we are. And I want to be a partaker of coveting the gifts of prophecy. And I'm talking according to Scripture, not according to fallen man and submitting to the flesh, but liberating us in the Spirit, which usually means the straight and narrow, Matthew 7, okay? I'm also thinking about 1 Corinthians 14 as well. But what I want to say here, friends, is this is one of those situations. I'm going to play this audio for you, but I want you to put it up against Ephesians 4:29. I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. Okay? And then James 1:26. Okay? I'm not partaking in their expletives. But what I am here to do is to show you, friends, that what you're being told by the mainstream media trying to legitimize Joe Biden through their false polling of 56% in support and, you know, 40%. 5% are not. Whatever they say, they just make up numbers. They really do. And it's confusion by design, and it's all propaganda. Because they want you to believe that half of America actually supports Joe Biden and his narrative. Baloney. I've told you this a million times. Baloney. Be liberated. Act this out. The truth of the matter is, he does not have the support of the American people, except the useful idiots in the mainstream media that are bought and paid for in doing so. That's it. Honestly. You know how I highlight Saul Alinsky when he says, cause the enemy to believe there's a lot more of us than there really is? This is a prime example, in contrast, exposing the mainstream media and their lying narrative. Now, I want to play this for you. I'm not going to show you the video because I don't know who this guy is. I think it's a great compilation that he put together. I really do. But I want you to hear what America has to say about Joe Biden outside of the narrative and the talking points that they're constantly corralling and inundating you with. Okay? You ready for this? This shows you what I've always told you about this criminal administration. Same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. The only people that supported Barack Obama, folks, were the ones that put him there. The only ones that supported Hillary Clinton were the ones that were trying to put her into power. Put that up against 1 Kings 13:33. You are being lied to, but Bradley Dean is holding to the word of truth and telling you the truth that exposes them for who they really are. Okay? These expletives are just there to prove the point, has nothing to do with my show. I'm just showing you what the voice of the American people is once again. And by the way, whoever this guy is, I think you did a great job, but I'm not going to play the social media for you in the sense that you might see him because I, again, don't know who he is. But it is great what he's highlighting here. Check this out, folks.
It was funny at first, then it was kind of cool, but then it was like, wow, now it's just like, it is a phenomenon.
Oh, I didn't want to do that. Sorry.
Joe Biden is everywhere.
Blank Joe Biden.
Just football games like the Alabama game this past weekend.
Joe Biden. Literally the whole stadium, probably 50 to 60,000 people are saying blank Joe Biden. Blank Joe Biden. This is one city last week. I go on.
Yeah, in the Penn State game,
college game, the whole arena is saying blank Joe Biden, okay? Just so you know, the voice of the American people, this is again what the voice is concerning the American people that the mainstream media does not want you to get a hold of because they know that when the American people come together, it's going to be a big uh-oh for them, okay? Let's go on. It's the whole auditorium.
I know people
whole arena.
Alabama, duh, of course, it's a red state, but Pennsylvania is not. Neither is New Mexico, but listen to what happened in Albuquerque at the point.
So what he's saying here, friends, is the red states and the blue states, again, both unconstitutional, but the point being made, it doesn't matter. The people in these arenas to 50 to 60 and even 70 and 80,000 people in unison are saying blank Joe Biden. This is happening all over the country. All over the country, Americans, okay? Now do you understand why big tech companies are censoring us? YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and the such and Google and Wiki, do you understand? Because they don't want you to hear what I hear. Okay, here we go. Here's another arena filled blank Joe Biden. This is New Mexico.
Listen to what happened at the Aaron Lewis concert. Aaron Lewis, he was the lead singer of Stained.
Blank Joe Biden. Concerts, football games, arenas, auditoriums. Whoa, folks. I mean, you can't make this kind of stuff up. You just can't make it up. But this is what I continuously counter day after day, week after week. I'm going to get back to this.
This is Staten Island, New York.
Now New York.
You're not going to find a much more liberal place than Staten Island, New York, except maybe Manhattan, New York. But listen, this is a food court. Okay, not a football game, not a sporting event of any kind, not a concert, just a group of hungry New Yorkers in Staten Island jammed into the food court, but this is in the middle of the day at a food court in Staten Island.
Whoa! Just average moms and dads. dads and families saying blank Joe Biden sporadically and spontaneously.
Crazy, you know, Republican people from Alabama. These are not backwoods southern redneck hillbillies at a Trump rally.
Amen.
A bunch of, like, you know, pseudo Joe Rogan heads at a Stain concert. These are suburban parents. These are soccer moms and dads, Democrats, in Staten Island, putting down their Chick-fil-A, putting down their Sbarro, you know, putting down that big bite of the Cinnabon that they got in the food court while they were in between trips to Nordstrom and Vans and wherever, I don't know, the Juicy Couture or whatever. And they're just, and they're putting down their food so they can chant with kids around and everything. But again, it's New York and kids, they speak worse than their parents do, to chant F Joe Biden. Probably
incredible.
The most shocking. Probably the most shocking one was the writer.
Let me just stop really quick. I thought everybody was in support of Joe Biden. No, let the people loose. Let freedom of speech reign. And this is exactly what you're going to hear. The truth. That he's there fraudulently. Oh, did I forget to tell you that the major British news outlet questions, friends, the legitimacy of Biden election victory? They say in England, once again, the foreigners seeing it for what it is, that the election was totally rigged. And the American people are sitting down allowing this treasonous, treacherous disgrace remain in the people's White House. Shame on America for tolerating this. But here again is the voice of the righteous standing up. And I shouldn't say the righteous because they are using vulgarities, but we understand the meaning behind all of it. I go on.
The cup is like, how do I just, it's golf, first of all. And at golf, there's not a lot of outpouring of emotion. In a golf match, every now and then, when Tiger Woods, you know,
everywhere Americans, before, everywhere they're condemning Joe Biden,
he would get up and he would
opposite of what the mainstream media is telling you.
I would yell, "Get in the hole!" And you know, it's like a 500-yard, you know, par five, and the guy, as soon as he hits a tee shot, yells, "Get in the hole!" It's never going to happen, but it was a thing. Other than that, there's very little emotion in golf, and the Ryder Cup is not just a golf event; it is like the most prestigious golf event. It's the United States versus the UK. It is where countries come. It's kind of like the Olympic Games of golf.
Okay, brother. I'm putting them up on social media platforms because this is great thus far.
This past week,
I have to.
You could hear chants erupt of F Joe Biden.
I don't agree with that, but the point is.
Oh, my God. Who started that?
I don't know. Probably those two guys dressed head to toe in American flags. That would be my guess.
I would think
but
so,
it's
too.
It's everywhere. It's a phenomenon. It's everywhere on Twitter. It was trending on Twitter this morning. F Joe Biden. And a lot of people are misunderstanding what's happening. They think it's cute. They think it's anger. They think it's frustration. It is not. It is literally a revolutionary war.
Amen, dude.
F Joe Biden is the single most American.
Okay, but friends, here again, I just have to reiterate the point. What is it? The media wants you to believe everybody's supporting him when, in fact, the American people condemn him from coast to coast. What's going on? Well, you're going to have to think here, friends.
That a person can do in this day and age. Because not only is it...
This is the voice of the American...
Speech,
that's right.
Guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Constitution.
Amen, brother.
It is exercising free speech to speak out against tyranny.
Amen.
This is exactly what the Founding Fathers had in mind.
Exactly. Good for you.
This is exactly
anybody know who this dude is?
Created for.
Did a great job.
Not to say whatever you want, but to speak out against your political leader.
Amen.
Acting like D-bags, which in this case... is exactly what's going on. It gives us the ability and it proves that we are willing and free to verbally excoriate our leaders without fear of punishment or negative retribution or
good
anything like that. F. Joe Biden, in my humble opinion, is the modern-day equivalent of throwing tea into Boston
Harbor. Oh, I believe we're just on the tip of it. Contact coming soon.
And, you know, it's right up there with no taxation without representation. Don't tread on me. Give me liberty or give me death.
Good for you, dude.
That's Joe Biden. It's the modern-day revolutionary war cry. And it's
okay, so folks, look at this. This is the voice of America. Begin to communicate with each other. Let's come together, but under the banner of God, not under the banner of expletives, friends. By the way, his name was Mark Kay. You did a great job, brother. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.